Okay, we're going to learn today the sugya of Shtar Shichur. Before we begin, to review just the Aleph phase. The Aleph phase of Shtarais is that in all of Shas, we find two types of Shtarais. Every Shtar in Shas falls under one category or another, either Shtarai Kinyan, Shtarim, which are financial instruments, Shtarais, which are made to accomplish a kinyan, such as a Shtar Mechira, or Shtarai Isser. Shtarai Isser, I mean like a get, or Shtar Shichur, things that accomplish Shinui in Isurim. The truth is, in Torah B'Feirish, it only says get. Everything else comes from get. There's actually a third type of shtar, shtar raya. But when I'm not talking now about shtaris that are brought for rayas, I'm talking about shtaris that do things, shtaris that accomplish things. So you can have two types of shtar. Shtar kinyan, you sell a field, shtar kinyan. Or shtaris that accomplish things that have to do with isurim. The basic nafkaminas between them, three basic nafkaminas, there are more. One is that shtari kinyan don't have to be lishma. Shtari kinyan can be written even by goyim. You don't need any lishma, it doesn't matter how they were written. And shtari isser have to be written lishma. The second thing is that shtari kinyan could be written on anything. Anything that can't be forged. Even on mechubal karka. Shtarei Isser, which we learn from Get, Gezeres HaKasav, that it has to be betolish. It cannot be connected to the ground. And the third nafkamina is that Shtarei Kinyan cannot be given by Karche. They can only be done by mutual consent. You can only do a Shtar Kinyan if both sides agree. Otherwise, you don't have a kinyan. Any kinyan needs both sides to agree. A shankin, shtar yisr, work even by karkov. A get, you can give a get against even when the woman's not masking. You can free an ebekanan even when she's not masking. A kedushin, you can't. I'm not saying that all shtar yisr are automatically by karkov, but shtar yisr could be by karkov. You can have a fatim, so shtar yisr could be by karkov. A shankin, shtar kinyan, which always require the agreement of both sides. Those are the three basic differences that the Mechas Ninot counts between Shtarei Isser and Shtarei Kinyan. There are a few other minor differences. We once had that Shtarei Isser, the paper has to belong to the giver of the Shtar. Right? The paper of the Shtar has to belong to the Baal HaShtar. Just like a get, it has to belong to the Baal HaShtar. It would be a fourth nafkamina. We declared that time if a ksuba is shtarei kinyan or shtarei yisr. Is a ksuba just a shtar kinyan that it's a financial agreement Chazal required, or do we look at it as a shtar yisr? Chazal said you have to have a ksuba. And one nafkamina we had was by the chasm, if the ksuba, if the paper of the ksuba has to belong to the chasm, because if it's a shtar kinyan, who cares? It's a shtar that two zayfinister, it's matir, a woman to husband. So then it requires that it should belong. So we had that clear if a ksuba is shtar shtar kinyan, or if it even has been a shtar iser. But basically, this is the idea to know, in general, this klal. Another nafkamina is that the Rambam holds all shtari kinyan are derabanan. Rambam Shita is mepiyam alayim piksavam. The min haTorah shtari kinyan don't work. All shtari kinyan are derabanan. Shtari yisr are deraisa. So there are common nafkaminas in the between the two. Now we're going to learn in a minute that there's a shtar shichur for an eved ivri. That although the Mishnah did not say that an eved ivri goes out with a shtar shichur, it was not mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Gemara will bring a braisa that will tell us that an Eved Ivri can go out also with Mishtar Shefer. And the first question we have to ask ourselves is, what type of shtar are we talking about? When we say an Eved Ivri goes out with the shtar, what does that mean? Does that mean that you can do a shtar and be makna the Eved Ivri to himself? Whatever shibudei mamon he has, he gives the mamonis back to him, and the meili is free. Or is this something similar to a get? Or a shtar shichur of an Eved Knani, which is a shtar yisr. And then it'll have the same rules of shtar yisr. Maybe it could be even done by karcha for the Eved Ivri. Maybe if the other wants the Eved Ivri to go free, the Eved Ivri says, I don't want. So could he do it? Could he give it to him against his will or not? This is a shaila. If it's a shtar kinyan, then the Adin can't free his Eved Ivri unless the Eved Ivri is masking. If it's a shtar shechera, if it's something we learn from Eved Kenani, so just like shtar Eved Kenani, you could free him against his will. The same thing should be true by shtar Eved Ivri. You should be able to do the same. And there's the nafkamina of lishma, right? The nafkamina if shtar shechur has to be written lishma. This will all be totally in what type of shtar it is. So this is the klal with which we approach the Gemara. Now the Gemara itself will not say how you know menala. We've had this whole mesecta is all menalans, right? The woman's nikta bekesef menalan. She goes out misses habal menalan. Everything was menalan. For some reason, which I don't know the answer why, but the Gemara doesn't ask menalan. Hey, there's a shtar shichur. The Gemara doesn't ask menalan. Seems only things that are in the Mishnah, the Gemara says menalan. The Gemara says there's such a thing as shtar shichur, and it talks about. But it doesn't say anywhere in this Gemara, well, what's the makar that an Eved Ivri goes out with shtar shichur? So Rashi fills in the gap, and Rashi says, in the Rashi, Dibra Masko Gufay Konri, I believe, Rashi gives us the information that we learned it out of Eved Kenani. That that just like an Eved Kenani goes out with shtar shichur, the Leigara Miknani, the Nafik Bishtar, the Ksiv, Aichupasha, Lainitama. So we learn from Get to Eved Kenani, from Eved Kenani to Eved Ivri. This is what Rashi says. I believe the Rambam says the same. So Rashi and the Rambam say, how do you know an Eved Ivri goes free with Shtarais, with Shtar Shechor? We learn it out of from Eved Kenani, which in turn we learn from Get. So L'chayra, our question is answered. I asked you, what type of Shtar is this? Well, it's a shtar shechur, a shtar iser. And an Eved Ivri goes out with a shtar. The shtar should need lishma. The shtar should be even bal karchai. And it should be dafka betolush, dafka b'chub l'karka. All of the nafkaminas that I mentioned to you should apply that this category of shtar, of an Eved Ivri going free, should now be in the category not of shtar kinyan, but of shtar iser. This is l'chayra, the simple hakdama to the sugya. And if this were true, so it would be easy, we would just be able to move on. The problem is that it doesn't say the feirish anywhere that the shtar shichur of an Eved Ivri needs lishma. Since it doesn't say the feirish, so it could be it's true and it doesn't say. Not everything says. Or it could be that we're missing a little something in our yediyas here. So the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Membeis, Ois Yud Dalet. Now, in this piece of Michas Chinuch, he has sub Ois Yud. So it's Ois Yud Dalet, and then it's Ois Hei within Ois Yud Dalet. He has a beautiful pilpul. It's really a shtickel Torah. As to why it should be that we learn Eved Ivri from Eved Kenani. And Eved Kenani needs Lishma. Shtar Shechur of Eved Kenani needs Lishma. We learn Eved Ivri from Eved Kenani, and yet Eved Ivri won't need Lishma. It can be. So Riches Chinuch has a beautiful chap as to how that should be. In order to explain this, he brings the words of the Ktzais in Siman Reish, Sif Katan Hei. So we'll learn the Ktzais, and then we'll come back to the Michas Chinuch. Okay, the Ktzais, and he rather brings that there's a Pnei Shua and Gittin that seems to say basically the same thing. The Ktzais is talking not about Eved Ivri, he's talking about Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, it's not our sugya, but if we understand Eved Kanani, we can compare it to Eved Ivri. So Ktzais is going on Eved Kanani. Now this Ktzais is yesidistic because of the first Nekuda of the Ktzais. We all know that when you give a get to a woman, there's a concept of gita v'yada ban ka'achas. When you give a get shichra to an Eved Kanani, there's a concept of gita v'yada ban ka'achas. Means, what does that mean? That means, let's talk about an Eved. You have an Eved Kanani. Kol ma shekana Eved kana rabbi. Anything that Eved Kanani picks up belongs to his adai. Eved Kanani, I'm talking about now, right? Whatever an Eved Kanani picks up, there's a metzia, belongs to his adam. He gets a matana, it belongs to his adam. He earns money, it belongs to his. Everything that Eved Kanani gets belongs to the owner. So the Gemara says, how could he get a get? How can you free him with a get? You give him the get, it's not his. It's still yours. You're the adam. So the Gemara says, Gita v'yadai bon kachas. That his get and his freedom come simultaneously. As you give it to him, he becomes free and he gets these kind of the get at the same moment. And I think the concept of Gita B'Yamakachas, people have heard the words. And the Ktzais gives it a hezma. The Ktzais actually begins with the following question. Let's say I want to sell you a field. The field is mine. It's my field and I want to sell it to you. So a field I could sell a king shtar, right? Who writes the shtar when you sell a field? The Meicher. So I'll go write out a shtar. Now, if I write the shtar, it's not nikni yet. I have to give it to the buyer. So you know what I'll do? I'm a lamdin. I know there's a din of gita v'yadai bon kachas. I take the shtar. I go into my field. I put the shtar in my field. And I say, okay, now it's yours. Gita v'yadai bon kachas. At the same moment, you should be kind of the shtar and the field at the same moment. So since the shtar is in your field, because now you've been kind of the field, so this should work. That makes sense? Can you chatzim? It's my chatzim. I want to sell you a chatzim. So I tell you, I'll sell you a chatzim with kinyan shtar. Right out of shtar, I'm selling you my chatzim. I put it down in my chatzim. I say, okay, I want it to become yours. Snap my fingers. The field becomes yours. How do you get the field with kinyan shtar? How do you get the shtar? Because the shtar is in your field. How's it in your field? Because you're getting the shtar. Does that make sense?
You can't have it because he's not accepting anything.
No, you're willing. You're very willing to accept it.
How do you accept it?
That's the question. What are you accepting it with?
You have it. You physically accept the shtar. Maybe you take it together like that. How do you...
That's true, right? It's true that this can't work. It's not logical that it works. It's my field. It's my piece of paper. I put my paper in my field. And I say, presto, gita v'yad m'ka'achas, it's your field and your shtar at the same second. Because since you're kind of the field, you own the shtar. And since you own the shtar, you're kind of the field. But how does it start? It doesn't make sense. Where does it begin?
You need to dance with the yard. The dance can't be somewhere else.
So let's say we both have dance. We concentrate very hard that we want it to work. It's going to work? And therefore, the das alone is not going to do it. You need the kinyan. Okay. No. So the Tzais explains, how does this work? If you can't work by a shtar, how does it work by an eved? By an isha? How does it work? I give the eved the shtar, and when he gets the shtar, gita v'ya, what do you mean gita v'ya liban kachas? What kind of Bon Kachas is there. Zot the Ktzais, and we had this earlier in the year from the Avnei Meluim, same person, same Yisai. Get or Shtar Shichur works v'nosan biyada, with a physical nesina, without a kinyan. A physical nesina. Gita v'yad makachas works that I give the lady, I place it in her hand. or the Eved Knani, I place it in his hand. The Nasam Biyada. Nesina makes the get Bichal. Once the Nesina is accomplished and the get is Chal through a Nesina, now she has her own hand. And once she has her own hand, she can be Kainer also. But it all begins with what? With a Nesina as opposed to a Kenyan. It starts to say, I give it, and I don't do a kin. I do the nasan biyada is exeris across if I get. The nasan biyada is what you need. You need a nesina in my hand. So a nesina I have, the physical nesina I did. I physically put it in her hand. Once I put it in her hand, why not? What's wrong?
She doesn't have her hand. She gets her hand after she
She doesn't have her hand for kinyani, but it's her hand. The hand is physically connected to her body. I placed it in her hand. She just can't be kind of things with her hand because it's not her hand for kinyanim. It's true it's talking not her hand for kinyanim, but I physically placed it in her hand. It's still true that I physically put it in her hand, right? If she wants to do mitzvahs lulav, she shakes it, it's her hand, right? She shakes it with her hand, just the kinyanim is not. So v'nasam biyada, this is the chaf of the k'tzais nabim luim that get works or get shikur works that I first the nasan biyada. First I give it to her, and the sina is enough for shtarei gerishin or shikur. And once he's in the sina, the meila she's kind of, she's free, or he's free. And once he's free, he can be kind of the paper too. Fine, that's good. It's important. What you're saying is important enough for what we want to talk about today. It's not enough to me. That's what Yaakov's saying. It's for today. It's not important whether she has to be kind of. But the fact is, she's kind of afterwards. Why does that matter? She seems to say it matters. But that's not okay for what we're discussing. That's right. That's right. Although it seems to happen all at once, but actually it happens in sequence. Well, to all apparent, to all appearances, it's happening at once. Among this, it's happening logically with a sequence. This is the way Gita V'yadev Bar Kechad work. Zaptik Tzais. If I write Shtar Shechur Shaloi Lishma. So it doesn't work B'Toiras Shtar doesn't work B'Toiras Shtar Ishtar Yisr. Frektik Tzais, why shouldn't it work B'Shtar Kenyan? In Eved Kenani, B'Shtar Kenyan should work for an Eved Kenani. I could sell you my Eved Kenani. B'Shtar Kenyan work. If I sell you my Eved Kenani, it doesn't go free. I just sell them to you. So I write a Shtar Kinyan, I sell an Eved Kenani to you. That works. Why can't I free an Eved Kenani with a Shtar Shaloi Lishma and a Taka won't work at Shtar Yisr, but let it work at Shtar Kinyan? I'm doing a Kinyan with him. I'm selling him himself. I'm being makna himself to him with Shtar Kinyan. Precise. Why is it that we always say you need Lishma? Taka true, you need Lishma fit to be Shtar Yisr. Why doesn't it work? The Torah Stam Shtar Kenyan, like every Shtar Kenyan, every time I sell it in Eved, it works for Shtar Kenyan. Why doesn't this work for Torah Shtar Kenyan? Good, Zanfit Ekzais. You know why it doesn't work? The reason Shtar Kenyan don't work by an Eved is because they cannot say Kigita Biyadi Bekecha. Because Shtar Kenyan, you have to be kind of the Shtar. There's no Vinasan Biyada by Shtar Kenyan. So Memeila, it's not Shayach by an Eved Kenani or by an Isha, Shtari Kenyan. Because a Shtar Kenyan, you have to be kind of the Shtar. The Eved Kenani doesn't have his own hand. So in Lomdis, Shtari Kenyan could work by an Eved Kenani. But Lamaisa can't work because he has no way of acquiring it. Hakan Divrei HaKetzais. This is what the Ketzais says. The Ketzais says that Gita V'yada Barkecha work because Shtari Yissa only needs Vinasan V'yada. The mail of it's a shtar shaloi b'shma, it doesn't work for Torah Shtar Kenyan because there's no way the Eved Kenani could be kind. Now this is what says in Ketzais. Yeah, the Miches Chinuch brings this whole Ketzais down. Quotes him. And then he adds a beautiful follow-up. What comes out from the Ketzais? There are two types of Shtar. Shtar Isser and Shtar Kehim. Shtar Isser works with Nosa Biyada, and that works by Neve Kanani. Shtar Kenyan doesn't work. Why not? Because he doesn't have a yad with which to be kind of the Shtar Kenyan. Now, what about an Eved Ivri? An Eved Ivri has a yad. An Eved Ivri tak has to work for his adayin. But if I give a gift to an Eved Ivri, it's his. The Eved Ivri owns things. By an Eved Ivri, there's no rule, kol ma shekana Eved kana rabbi. That's not true by an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri has his own bank account, he has his own real estate, he has his own whatever he owns, and he just agrees to work for 6 years for his other. And Eved Ivri has a yad. Therefore it follows, that the Eved Ivri could go free two ways. He could go free with Shtarei Yisr, Dum Yudeva Kanani. That he could go free with Shtarei Yisr, Dum Yudeva Kanani. Or with Shtar Akna, with a Shtar Kinyan. Which really an Eved Kanani would also have Shtar Kinyan. So I said, really, he would have it, there's just no Hechatimsa to give it to him. So Shtar Kinyan would work by an Eved Kanani, except Eved Kanani doesn't have a yad with which to get the Shtar Kinyan. Memela, Zokta Mechashena. An Eved Ivri who does have a yad to get a Shtar Kinyan. An Eved Ivri who does have a yad, he could go free with Shtar Kinyan as well. So it comes out from this Miches Chinuch, there are two ways, two types of stories that Eved Ivri can go free with. He can go free with the Shtar Shechur, which is written with Shema, and it can even be done by a Karchai, and it has to be Betalush. That's one type of Shtar that he can go free with, just like an Eved Kanani. Or he can go free with Shtarei Haknah. If you have a Shtar that's written Shalai L'Shema, it's written Shalai L'Shema, and you want to give it to an Eved Ivri, it can work out Shtarei Kinyan. So if he agrees to take, you can give him a shtar akna, and he can be kind of it. So the nusach could be the same. Hariat ben chayim. So the same shtar, which could be lishma al shtar yisser, could be shalei lishma al shtar kinyan. They both work by Eved Ivri. Two ways. The nafkamin will be if you want to make him go free bal karchay. If he doesn't want to go free, or if he's not masking. Then you have to give him one type of shtar. Then you would have to give him a shtar that's lishma, shtar yisr. Because that's the only thing that works for karcha. Shtar kinyan doesn't work for karcha. But there are really two ways of being freeing an eved ivri. Two types of shtaris. Either shtar shechur or shtar akna. Because both of them would work by eved kanani. If eved kanani had a yad. And eved ivri does have a yad. So this is the Miches Chinuch's. We'll even say, like Hagdama to this whole sugya, that Eved Ivri really has both. It's a chiddush that Eved Ivri has both. And therefore, by Eved Ivri, we don't find the requirement of Lishma. It's not a strict requirement of Lishma. Because Shalai Lishma works under certain conditions as well. Rishach and Eved Ivri, but only a Shtar Kinyan, that'll be totally in the Machlaikis Taisus and the Ritva at the end of the Sugya, Gufei Kana, how it works. If once you take off the Mam and the Issa happens automatically, or whether not. According to the Ritva, in Achinami, you would need another Shtar for Yisurin. So hopefully we'll get to that. Alright, this is the Hagdama to the Sugya. Now let's see the Gemara. Today we're going to deal with two aspects of the Gemara. Both of which are general aspects, not individual aspects to our sugya. A sugya looks, it's like almost an innocent gemara, which you would never dream has far-reaching ramifications, and yet there are two parts to this gemara which have far-reaching ramifications. We're going to deal with that today. And then, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll deal with Gufei Kanoi and with the Taisvis of that Hefner that we'll leave. All right, so let's see the gemara. The Gemara starts with Yerayin Kesef, Al Mechizkiya, Damakra Behefta, Malamich, and Garab Yen of Yaitza. There really should be two dots after the word Yaitza, because that's Yerayin Kesef, it's the end of Yerayin Kesef. Now, Tarek. The kaidis atzmai b'kesef b'shava kesef b'shtar. This brisa says three ways to go free: with giving money, or shava kesef. We have beis amid aleph. Taisvis that an eved ivri goes free with shava kesef. You don't have to give cash; you can give metalkalim. Ubishtar, or you can give a shtar. Now, what type of shtar? Bishlomi kesef tiksiv kesef miknase. Shava kesef nami yashuv gulase amarachmanu rabbi shava kesef ki kesef. What's the difference? Ela hashtar hechidam. What type of shtar are you going free with? So the Gemara in the beginning suggests that it's not a shtar shikr at all. We're talking about a different type of kesef, hechidam. Ilay me de kesef le shtar adamei. What is shtar adamei? What does that mean? The kosov le shtar adamei means you wrote a what type of shtar is that? The shtar says
an IOU.
So here the Gemara says maybe it means the Eved wants to go free. He doesn't have the money, so he writes an IOU. He wants to go free that way. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say, what? Shtar Adamei, that's nothing. No, the Gemara says, Hainu Kesef, it's Pashut it works. To save his money. This Gemara is a tremendous Chiddush. Shtar Adamei, Hainu Kesef. If you write a shtar on money, that's money, that's the same as Kesef. I'm sure you all heard declare, if you write a check, you buy an escrow with a check, is that a Kenyan Kesef? Right, the Har Tzvi, I think, says you should be machmir when you buy a lul of an esrog. You should pay with a kinyan d'oraisa. You should give kesef mamish. You shouldn't give a check. Chayes and Fereshah Gemara that a check is kesef. Final kesef. Isn't that a Fereshah Gemara? Shtar kesef is even better. An IOU says I don't have the money, and I'm giving you a shtar for the money. A check, if I have no money in the bank, that's the same as an IOU. If I have money in the bank, if anything is better than an IOU. At least they represent something. There's money backing it up. I mean, a check, what's a check? A check is a statement that I owe you money and I want 20 to pay for me. So maybe a check is better or worse, because I'm telling somebody's holding my money. I'm writing a letter for him to give it to you. I would get clear. I would get sidetracked if I clarified to what you're saying. Maybe you're right. So let's talk about an IOU. So I'm going to write an IOU. Did I owe you money? Is that kesef? Is that shava kesef? So it seems from this Gemara that that's shava kesef. What? It is shava kesef for sure. That's what the Gemara seems to say. See, the thing is this. It's interesting. If I have a check that someone else gave me, and I use someone else gave me, that's a kesef. That there's no shayla. When somebody else gave me an IOU, it has a value in the market. Shtaris have a value in the market. And I could sell it. I could do kinyana with it. If I write my own IOU, it's a bigger chiddush. I'll tell you why. The truth is, it's a ktsais. The ktsais in Simin Kuf Tzadik, Oizvav, declares, do kinyanim work with an IOU? Could you make a kinyan with a shtar adamei? That's the Ktsaisis Kler. It's really the Rajba's Kler. Earlier in this parak, I think we mentioned it on Daf Hey. The Rajba's Kler. Does a shtar work if does a kinya work if I do it with a shtar adamei? Come over to you, I want to be kind of the karka. I write an IOU and I sign it and I give it to you. I say, look, it's worth something. Why is it worse? Rajba says, because I'm not really giving up anything. I'm not losing anything by writing an IOU. I'm just as rich as I was in Mindagon. Theory, I owe you money. But as far as my own possessions, if I write my own IOU, it's just a promise. I'm not giving you anything.
Something.
What?
An IOU is back to something. Like, for example, if I don't pay you,
you
take my house.
Even if the IOU has, let's say, a lien on a house. But right now, you don't have my house. So if I wanted to tuif a kinyan right now, if a kinyan requires that I give up something, I didn't give up anything. See, it comes out like, you know, like this. If I have an IOU someone else gave me, and I want to do a kinyan and give it to you, so that works. Why? Because I'm giving up something. I have the IOU, your uncle gave me an IOU, and now I have an IOU, I have something that's worth something, I'm giving it away, I'm giving up something, that works. The whole clair is if I write my own IOU, does that work? That's the question. Well, normal kinyan kesef, I give up something. Is this similar enough? The Torah is megala kinyan kesef. And Yashar Gula say the Torah is megala shava kesef ki kesef. Now, could we stretch that to a case where all I'm doing is giving a promise? All right, it's a written promise. Talk a written promise, but if I pack up my bags and I run away, I go to Switzerland, so you're going to be stuck? I didn't give up anything.
What?
It could be a check is different. What if there's no money in the bank? The check is not IOU? What? Alright, maybe you're right. Nachinami. So I take back my dinyan to check. So talk about an IOU, what?
First you make up to work for somebody.
Is that for sure?
Someone not supposed to buy the payment.
I have to pay that day. Can I give him a check?
And the bank's not open, he's not going to be able to cash it, so right away it's...
If I give him a tefillin and he can't sell it now?
The tefillin has value. The tefillin has value. If he wants, he can use it to check the
case. Okay. I'm not so sure what you're saying. So maybe so. But regarding Aryan is a shadow of Kinyanim. Whether an IOU could toy for Kinyan or not. The Rajba on Daf Ches, I think it is, wherever the Ketzais brings it from, The Rajba brings a Raya from this Gemara. The Marit on our Gemara brings the same Raya. If you look in the Marit here in our Gemara, he says, we have a fair Shi Gemara. What's everyone clearing? If an IOU is money, if you can do Kinyan with an IOU, it's a Beferi Shi Gemara, Shtar Adme works.
You could say that's from
a
third party.
The Kosev Lei Shtar Adme, it doesn't sound like it. That's Lashon Gemara, the Kosev Lei. So the Marit and the Rashba say, no, it's no Raya. It could be that the Gemara only said this. Now in the Hava Amina, that the Gemara didn't know Eved Ivri Gufay Kanan. We didn't know Eved Ivri is Gufay Kanan. So Mamela, it doesn't need a real Kenyan. It's not really mocked anything, he's just bringing him. So as long as he's masking and he's Michael, it's good enough. So the Gemara only said, Kosev Leishtar Demei works. In the Havamina, we thought Eved Ivri is not Gufay Kanan, and even Mechila works. Alright, so Shtar Demei works too. But, one second. But, Lafia Maskana, it's no Raya Lahalacha. That's what it says in Rajva and in the Marmit. Interestingly, the Beis Halevi, in his piece on this, which is in Chelek Aleph, Simin Chof Aleph, Simin Chof Aleph, Chof Gimel, the Beis Halevi brings this Rajva, and he says, Simin Chof Gimel. Paragraph begins, Hine b'kedushin daf tezayin. He says that the Rashi was a daichik. The Gemara says, Hainu kesef. The Gemara says, the Kodesh Shtar Adamei, Hainu kesef. The Gemara doesn't say like the Rashi says. The word Shtar Adamei, it's good enough because they didn't agree with Gufekani. No, the Gemara doesn't say Hainu. The Gemara says, Hainu kesef. The word's Hainu kesef. The Beis HaLevi says, Bevadai divrei Rashba dechukin. The Pashta Sasugya is the Beferish Gemara, the Kesef Adamei Hainu Kesef, and the Beis HaLevi says that the Ikala Halacha.
Why did
it change? But like the Pashtus Adamei.
Why did it Hainu Kesef mean? It's as good as Kesef. Not
as
actually Kesef.
Alright, if it's as good as Kesef, that's fine. The Beis HaLevi be happy with as good as Kesef. But it's not what the Rashba says. The Rashba says that it works the Taras Mechimim. Because to have a meeting, we saw that any of the angle for Kodesh. So if you take Shtar Adamei, he's mindful, it works. No, we're no different than taking nothing. If I take nothing, Mechila works. So they say to have a meeting, we saw that interview is not Gufay Kanan.
The Rashba is saying that it's just
that
the other one's
Michael,
the whole
Chia. So that's Hainu Kesef. Not Hainu Kesef, because he could be
mindful,
he could get nothing to be
mindful. But that's worth
something
to him to be
mindful. Fine. So he does because of Shtar Adamei.
It
doesn't prove it's Kesef. If he he's mindful because I smile to him, so it doesn't make any sense.
It's as good as money. That's what it is. As good as money. How do you get
if I go over to him, I say, please be mindful. I go over to someone, I say, I owe you money, be mindful.
That doesn't work.
He says, you have to say please. I say please. He says, okay. So now the please becomes kesef. No, it was just how I convinced him to be mindful.
But there's a certain worthness to him saying please.
Right, there's a worth. But that doesn't prove that's not a haynu kesef. That's haynu haynu shechur, haynu mechila. Alright, look.
See,
the Rashba, the Gemara is saying, that's what the Beis Halev is asking. What the Gemara is saying, Hainu Kesef. Unless you say, actually, that the Rashba is saying, Hainu Kesef, that's just as good as Kesef. But it's somehow not
the
Mishmai Samash.
The worth is just as good as Kesef.
That's true. That's what Beis Halev says. He says, Bevadei Devar of Hedechukim. You know the Rashba. But it's a big daifik. And he names on that. The Pashlis is. A lot of times you have a Gemara to your side and you end up as not to your side. Beis Halev says, no, this Gemara is to your side and we end up it to your side. Shtara, Devei, Hainu, Kesef, these four words, the Beis Halev says, you can frame them, they're Lamaisa, they're teaching us a din, which is nothing to, not limited to Eved Ivri. It's a din, B'chol HaTorah Kula, B'chol Kinyanim, Kesef, Devei, Hainu, Kesef. Shtara, Devei, Hainu, Kesef. And this is the Maskana. Shtar the Mehan, okay. That's all. We've got to remember these four words. And that's the Zayin Amad Aleph. Well, Gemara could have said Eli because Shtar the Mehan, Hainu Mechila. If he takes the Shtar the Mehan, he's willing to be Michael. Says he's being Michael. What's the difference? He gets the Shtar, he doesn't get the Shtar. If he's Michael, he's Michael. Because that's really the way the Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi explained the Gemara, they get to Shtar the Mei just to convince him to be Michael. It's no worse than Mechir.
So,
okay.
Fine.
I mean, it was different than the Gemara. Yeah, Nachinan. Alright. Okay. So back to the Gemara. So I told you we have two yesides. This is yesid number one, shtar adabei. Second yesid, it comes from the next piece. Ela shichur, shtar lamali. Leimalei ba'ape trei zil, inami ba'ape beidina zil. Why the Gemara says inami ba'ape beidina, I have no clue. Someone explains, I didn't notice. But anyway, the Gemara says that it should work by saying zil. What is saying zil? What is that? What kind of kinyan is zil? What kind of kinyan is zil? You have such a kinyan? Huh? What? So, well, hefker, it's mechila, really. What I'm saying is, God, I remove myself from any connection to you. I remove myself from any shaitas to you. Zil. So Gemara answers that they can't work because Eved Ivri Gufay Kanei. So zeal doesn't work, mechila doesn't work. Right, in the union of mechila, being meichel, what is mechila? You owe me money and I'm meichel you. There's a rule, mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. I could be meichel you after a kinyan. You owe me money, I'm Michael you. The next day I say, I changed my mind. I didn't make a kinyan. I changed my mind. It's tough. Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan. When you're Michael, mechila is chal just by saying so. It's even a clear shaylin d'akrein, mechila b'leiv, if it works. But certainly mechila b'peh, if I'm Michael, mechila is an automatic thing. It works automatically. In the Chuvas Maharik, one of the Rishayim, he has a Shailah. If Mechila works for metalphalin, for objects, for things, I have something in my house, and I'm Mechila to you. I say, listen, this is mine, you want it? I'm Mechila, you can take it. And then the next day I want to change my mind. Before any other Kenyan took place. What's it do?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? I don't know what. He doesn't have it yet. I'm telling you.
So that's the Mariksi
side. The Mariksi side is, and I think we all understand, that Mechila only works on something that you already have, and I'm Michael to you. I have Shibudim on it. I have whatever tvi I have on it. I have rights to it. I could be Michael something which you have in your possession. So that could work. I can't be Michael. Mechila can't twice a Kenyan. Mechila can't work b'mkan Kenyan. Can't replace Kenyan. Mechila doesn't work for that. Mechila only works on something that you already have, and I'm Michael to you. The Nimchal already has it. I'm Michael to you. That's the only case that Mechila works. I'm Michael something that you already have.
What
do you mean take back what
you
said?
What are we referring to if you didn't give it? How else would you have? I mean, Mechila, if you say something, I'm going to give you something. And then I say, you know, I'm Michael what I said.
Oh, that's not Michael, it's changing mind.
Because,
Mechila has to have something to do with money. I'm Michael something. I want you to acquire something through my Mechila. If you have it, then I'm Michael, that's how. The definition of Mechila is not a Kenyan. The definition of Mechila is that something which you already have and I have rights to, or shibudim to, that I'm removing myself. That is. How do I know that's Taich Mechila? Dr. Marik, the Marik says, the Makar for the definition of Mechila is Kiddushin Daf Tez Zayin. There's a misprint in the Ktzais, it says Daf Yuravos, I think it says, Yuchas, whatever it is, it's a misprint, it should say Daf Tez Zayin. This is the Makar of Shas. And the only Makar, there's not a second Makar. This is the Makar in Shas, that Mechila only works for something I don't have. How do you see it from this Gemara? So the Gemara said, Leima Leizil. Just tell him, you're free. The Gemara says, no, you can't, because Gufay Karnas. You can't do Mechila, because Gufay Karnas, you've a Rapsha Machal Al Garayne, and Garayne Machal, and Mechila doesn't work. Why does the Mechila work? Because the Eved Ivri is Kani to me. I mean, somebody that's Kani to me, Mechila doesn't work. I need a real Kenyan. So this Gemara is Megala to us, this Yisayt. In Mechila. That Mechila works only for something that's not koni to me. Only for something that I don't actually have. Now this is the Marik's Lashon. In Yeshiva Lashon we have a language that we use for this, which is actually a Machne Ephraim's Lashon. And that is that Mechila is a siluk. And Mechila is not a kinyan. Mechila is a siluk. What does siluk mean? It means I remove myself. All Mechila does is it removes me from something. It's not a kinyan. It doesn't do something. Mechila could be misalik. What does siluk mean? It means it's your field. I have shibudim on it. It's mishubah to me. I remove myself. I'm misalik myself. I lent you money. You owe me $100. So I'm misalik. I remove whatever Shibud, you have to me to pay me $100, I remove myself from it. I'm a salik myself. Just like if you have a ger, there's no relatives, and he dies. So there's no more chayv. Somebody owes money to a ger. No relatives. He dies. You don't know, now you know you're no chayv anymore, because now who do you owe it to? There's nobody left to owe it to. Same thing is true. If somebody owes me money, and I'm a salik myself by saying, I'm Michael. By saying I'm Michael, I remove myself, he owes the money to nobody. Now. Well, clearly the Marik does not understand the Gemara that way. The Marik understands Gufay Kani means that the Odoin has some connection to the Guf, and that's why it can be Michael. Now whether it's the Isser that causes it, or the Mammon that causes it, will depend on the two Pshatim and Gufay Kani. But either way, Gufay Kani means that he has something. He has something. When you have something, Mechila doesn't work. How you define what he has, we're going to have to wait with that. But that's the side of this Gemara. The Tefillah doesn't work because there's some Kanui. However you define Kanui. Why use the word Gufei Kanui? Some Kenyan in it. When you have a Kenyan in it, it doesn't work. This is the side of the Marik. The Machne Ephraim is in Hilchus Chiyah Mehefter, Ois Yud Aleph. It's a small piece which declares if Hefker is a siluk or a kinyan. And he says that this is actually a machlekes rishayim in Masechtas Kedushin. He says that there's a taisis on Daf Yutes. Taisis says, we'll get to the exact case on your test, but basically Taisis says, if a katan owes you money, you could be meichel to the katan. The chila works. Even if you hold kinyanim don't work to a katan, minatayr. Katan can be kind of minatayr. The chila works. What?
How does the katan owe money?
How does the cotton owe money in the first place? He got something, he's part of a pain. Cotton's part of a pain. And it's only America that you think of a cotton break, something the father has to pay. And halacha is, if you take a child to a store, and the store breaks things, the father doesn't have to pay. If you didn't. Unless he's a pesheya. If you put your kid, you stand him up by a pile of bottles, so maybe you're a pesheya. But otherwise, there's no din that the father has to pay. It's a nice thing the father should pay. They're not machuyah about the din, right?
So how,
what was that? Okay. How is the Yashin Achayv? That's not the Yashin Achayv. If the father left money on chayvus, that would be anechatimsa. If the father left karka on chayvus, that would be anechatimsa. Then he talked to Yash as the chayv. If the father leaves karka, okay, help me. If the father died and left karka on chayvus, that would be anechatimsa. Tosis anechatimsa is by yield, is by the number of riyad. But okay, it would be true if the father died and he left karka and he left chayvus, worth less than the karka. And I'm echel the chayv. It's machel. So I call upon him. Who am I holding? That Taisus says that you could be Michael Akatan. Zok the Mech Nefraim, it's a raya, Taisus holds it's a siluk. It's a siluk that a person is misalik himself by Mechila. And therefore, even by Akatan, you can be misalik yourself. You don't need the cut. However, he brings a ritva.
That's a
cheres.
By a cotton
to be made on the money, because that's a cheres makhna difficult to call it a kinyan. You
give a
cotton
something,
so
you're giving him the money,
because that's the pay, you can put those together in a kinyan. If you hold that that's a cheres
makhna
works,
minatayra,
so then maybe there it works. I hear what you're saying. We have to look at the place and be down. If that's what Taisus means, maybe. But certainly, Machne Ephraim says Taisus holds it to siluk. He brings a ritva who argues. The ritva who says that it's a haknah. And there's not a nafkamina. Nafkamina would be if you could be meichel someone by karchai. Let's say somebody owes you money. And you want to be meichel, and he says, no, I want to pay my chayvus. He says, no, I want to be meichel you. Who wins? You say, I'm meichel the chayv, he says, no, I want to pay you anyway. So is he right? Could you be meichel someone against his will? If it's a siluk, so I can be misarg myself, you have no brera. If it's a haknah, then you can be makna something to someone against his will. So it's also totally in this. Avni Maluim in Simon Tzadik Gimel Sukkot Zayin Paskins that you could be Michael Bar Karfai of the Laiva. He brings a hafla that's mashma fakeret, but he passed me that you could. So, yeah. I think there's another nafkamina. Regarding Kamlai B'Dirabmine, there's another nafkamina that someone talks about, I don't remember who, it's not in Mach Nefrayim. If by Kamlai B'Dirabmine, let's say somebody on Shabbos burns down a Gaddish, no, that's not a good example, because there's Takachayim Misa in that moment. But Faker, let's say somebody is Ma'anis. A girl, so you have to pay a knas and his malchus, and we're not mechayev malchus. They were mechayev mamin and not malchus. There's a kasa. We mechayev the mamin and not the malchus, because we don't give shtei rishais. What happens if she'd rather he get malchus? She'll be meichel the mamin. It says I'm meichel the mamin, and let him get malchus instead. Does that work? So this is a klar, I believe in the Rishayim. Do I remember that this is totally in the same thing? If it's a siluk, if I say, I'm Michael, I don't want the money, I'm a salak myself, that means there was no tashlumei mamin at all, so he gets malchus. If the chila is a hakna, I'm giving him a gift, that means ba'etzem the chayv existed, just sort of I'm paying, but I'm giving it back to him, so then the malchus, there will still be a ptur from the malchus. What? If being Michael is the payment, so then he's part of a malchus. But if it's just a siluk, if mechila is just I'm removing myself, it's not negeya. It's not negeya. If there's no mamon, mamon is not negeya for whatever reason. Then you get malchus.
If she's and
what would happen if someone is mizana, is ma'anis, a ger has no relatives. Gerus has no relatives, and she dies. So Bezma will give him malchus. Because Bezma chayev and mamon doesn't want to pay.
So it depends on if she should die after the
psak din. Alright, so let's say I'm talking also before the psak din. She'll be malchus before the psak din. She'll be malchus before the psak din. So here also, if before they come to Bezma, she's malchus. So then there's nothing left for Bezma to be done. She has a tefiyah on him. Whatever tefiyah I have on you, I'm malchus. If you broke my window and I was Michael before you go to Bezdin, it's chal, even though we didn't go to Bezdin yet. At any rate, these are two ways to learn. Either it's a siluk or it's a kinyan. And again, the Marik is saying that it's a Beferish Gemara that says here that it's a siluk. Now the Ktsai says that it's not 100% a raya from this Gemara. Even though the Ktsais is masking to the Marik's Yisayit, if you look into the Ktsais has pikpukim on the raya from the Gemara, just because it's late, I'm not going to go into his pikpukim. But if you learn the Ktsais itself seems to be a little shver. And it would seem, at least for now, that the Ikkar would be like the Mahalach of the Marik. So how many things do we know about Mechila? If you hold it to Siluk, we know that it doesn't work in the Talpalim. We know that it works by Karchai. We know that Ain't Tzricha Kinyan, it doesn't need a Kinyan. And there's a three big Yisaitis in Mechila that work. If it's a Siluk, that all three of them would work. Okay. Two things I want to addendums to yesterday's shiur. First of all, I mentioned yesterday Rav Moshe's thing with Evid, with Gezel Akum and Tysus. Seems it got around the Beis Medrash a little yesterday. And there's some Yungalai to are learning Hilchos Nefesh HaMemka, are learning Dinei Einoa. I should point out that the Dibris Moshe I spoke at yesterday was saying Pshat in Tysus. As Tysus said yesterday, we learned that Avikam Batuach Halav, that everyone relies on you, then there's an Isser. So in business, if he's not relying on you, there's no Isser. It's not just because it's Rav Moshe doesn't mean he's paskening like this. He's saying pshat and tosfos. Taka from halacha to mashman halacha is not this way. That if you go into a business that you can misquote him. It's certainly at least one of the One of the Gedalia Achronim certainly holds not. So what I just want to say is that what I told you yesterday for information, it's Pshat, he's saying Pshat and Tysis, that's for sure the way he learned Tysis. But I don't mean it to be Kula Lahalacha. It's not clear if Rav Moshe meant it Lahalacha just because he said Pshat and Tysis that way.